This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
6:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. So, the Philadelphia Eagles did the polar opposite of their counterparts, the New York Giants. They paid Saquon Barkley. Saquon coming off the season that he came off of. It's not tough to make that decision.
That they made it right now. Couldn't y'all have waited until Derrick Henry got extended?
2 years, $41 million by the man. Do your thing, bro. So you're wondering what that means for Derrick Henry as well.
Yeah, here's what I believe. I mean, I still think Derrick Henry's going to get paid. But if his goal, and he said it on that podcast when they got knocked out, man, please let me just get to a Super Bowl. Let me show what I can do. If that's really what's at the forefront for you, then maybe you'll take less money on the extension.
He has one more year on his contract?
Yeah.
Okay. See, here's the difference, okay? All right. We're apples and oranges here. Derrick Henry's 31 years old. And has 2,355 carries. Saquon Barkley is 28 years old, with 1,546 carries. I ain't giving Derrick Henry anything right now. The reason why I'm saying anything, because I can't see the word I want to say on air.
Nothing?
I'm not giving him anything right now. Not one penny. Do it again. You're 31 years old. You have almost 1,000 more carries than Saquon Barkley.
I think the point of the Henry thing is to extend him so you can alleviate some of the stress cap-wise early.
No, well, if I extend...
And backload.
But this is not an extension, just an extension for Saquon. Saquon got an NFL record deal.
Yeah.
His deal, well, guess what, Derek? Saquon's deal has nothing to do with the deal we're going to give you. Nothing. He's 28 with almost 1,000 fewer carries. No, I'm not making you a $20 million a year man. Not right now. Go do it again.
Oh, I don't think it comes to that, though. Look, I could be dead wrong on this. I'm not trying to put my hands in anyone's pockets and tell them to take less money. I just have a feeling with what his goals are that he's gonna make his money and he's gonna do his thing and try to get to a Super Bowl. Maybe you take less money to bring somebody else in.
And maybe you're right, but I'm answering the question that Joe asked: if Saquon got that kind of money, what will Henry get? Nothing like that.
Ain't nobody care about Joe's question.
The answer to that question is nothing like that. Not for me. I'm not paying the 31-year-old running back $20 million a year.
No, the answer to that is no, unequivocally no.
This is what GM Eric DaCosta had to say about the situation.
You know, we'll look at that. I think it's a good question. I'm just so grateful that Derek chose us last year, came in, and just I can honestly say, like, his attitude and the way that he played was amazing to watch. And just his relationship with his teammates, his humility as a player, his work ethic. Can't wait to see him next year. You know, I know it was tough on him to end the way it did. Tough on all of us, but I think We have a chip on our shoulders to come back next year with a vengeance, to start faster than we started this year, to not start 0-2 next year, to get out of the gates faster. And I think Derek will be a big part of that.
Yeah, look, I think everything he said there is probably what people are thinking. Like, you know, we expect him to be a part of this team for the next few years. I don't know how much longer Derrick Henry has. And I'll say this, we were talking about it. When running backs do hit the wall, it is so obvious when it's happening because you're going, you know, there's a couple games in a row where you're like, he just doesn't look like he has that burst. Derrick Henry's a different animal because of how much he's taking care of his body. And for a guy that's his age, I don't even think that's a lot of carries for a guy his age. It's just way more than Saquon Barkley.
You know what? When running backs hit the wall, you know what happened? When running backs hit the wall one year, they may average, I don't know, 4.5 yards a carry. The next year, they average 3.8, 3.5, 3.1. That's where they hit the wall. They hit the wall. Some players hit the wall, they stagger a little bit, and they can lean up against the wall. Running backs hit the wall, and they go down quickly. GM Eric DaCosta said he wants Derrick Henry to retire as a Raven. You know why? Because he's thinking he's going to retire soon. He's 31 years old. Folks, listen, I respect what he did last year. I'm taking nothing away from him. Remember, I wanted Derrick Henry. I think the guy's a load. I do. But I'm not extending years to a 31-year-old running back. I'm not. If I can make it work when I play with the numbers to help me out, then I'll do it. Give him some money up front, I'll do it. But we ain't talking about $20 million a year for a 31-year running back with almost 2,500 carries.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't do it. You know, and again, I think this is the only thing that makes them similar is the fact that they're running backs. It's totally apples and oranges when you're looking at what the guys are going to get contractually. And then the age does factor in, and you got to be smart about it. And this is where, again, if let's say Derrick Henry wants the opposite. He's like, man, I want to get paid. Like, look at what he got. I want that too. Yeah. Well, then you're in a little bit of hot water. And I think you run the risk of him not retiring as a Raven if you just let the contract run out.
You know, I played in the college with this ball player. He was great, Jeremy. He was absolutely great. But he knew he was great. And he had talked about leaving. One day he said, y'all can't win without me. And I said, man, look at our record. We ain't winning with you. For those who think, well, they're not going to win the Super Bowl without Derrick Henry, they ain't winning with him.
That sounds like, is the player you're talking about Rob Long?
Oh, no.
Man, y'all can't win without me.
I was, you know what?
Ain't nobody come to see you, Liberty.
I was never that teammate. I was never that teammate.
Well, how are you that teammate now?
I don't know.
You tell me all the time. Ain't nobody care what you say. You keep riding my coattails.
Boy.
He called me boy. It's unfair. Because if the roles had been reversed, I'd have been getting my ass whooped. This ain't right.
Oh, this is, you know what I'm doing right now?
What? You're going to jump up and down? Rob sent me this video of, what was it, six things that black people do?
Yeah, five.
Five, yeah, five. And one of them was, when someone tells a joke, stomp their feet or run around the room. And as soon as I saw that, I went, oh my God. Because if you guys have ever seen the gif of the two guys sitting at the table, where they're just bouncing back and forth and they're knocking the table over, laughing, falling out of the chairs. Yeah, I've been at the gym and we're playing pickup basketball and somebody made a joke and some guy runs around the gym. Like, where are you going? What are you doing? Talking about stabbing your cereal as soon as you pour it. What was it? I'm trying to remember the other one.
I can't remember what it was.
It was so good. Oh, yelling a curse word after you yawn, like, damn! What the hell? It's so good.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So we agree the Ravens could work out a contract with Derrick Henry to make it work for them. But we both agree, ain't giving him $20 million a year.
No, you can't. This whole thing, because both of those guys had great years. Like, James Cook saw what Saquon Barkley got. And James Cook's one of those guys that say, I want something similar to that. Now, it's going to help him get paid by the Bills, or he's going to be out of town.
Right.
And the other thing with James Cook, too, is I think he's going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting when, if he does hit free agency, it's like, well, damn, nobody's offering that type of money. Because there's no value in that with the running back.
Why nobody want me, Uncle Phil? Well, with James Cook, though, I mean, again, it's apples and oranges. He's 25 years old with only 533 attempts.
I'm not saying
I would give him 20 million, but he and I could have a conversation about it before me and Derrick Henry. He averaged 4.9 yards a carry. That tells me at 207 carries, man, he would, yeah.
But if Derrick Henry puts up another year like he did last year, I think he can make some demands. And I agree with you. I'm fully on board that I'm not overpaying a running back that's over 30. I'm just not. I'm not paying most running backs.
If somebody's willing to pay a 32-year-old running back, at that time, that's what he'll be, $20 million a year, good for you. Go get it, man. Go get it.
Yeah, fans are going to love seeing you guys in the regular season.
Remember the movie Ray? Yeah. When Ray Charles got the deal and his former label said, we're going to hate to see you go. But, man, did he hug them?
Yeah.
That's a great deal. If I'm Eric DaCosta, I would say, they give you $20 million? Man, I hate to see you go, but man, great deal. And I'm going to hug him and let him go because I'm not paying a 32-year-old that much money.
Oh, I thought you were going to go and say Derrick Henry needs to be paid in ones and count out those millions just to know how much he got.